Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. I am the creator and your host of Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. I hope everybody is enjoying the evening. I know that I am. I love the countdown when they say you have 5 seconds till showtime. Well, for those of you who have not heard my show, I'd just like to let you know that my show is a half an hour show this evening, and in January it will be going to a 1 hour show. But I created this show to talk about and hopefully relive the good and even great memories from our childhoods. It's a show where people can share their experiences as kids growing up in and out of Asbury Park, New Jersey. School experiences, first dates, first car, first anything. These exchanges of memories will, I hope, evoke happiness and laughter. So all funny stories are absolutely welcomed and necessary. This I have one rule here. My show is a show directed to and for the general public, so swearing of any kind is off limits and unacceptable, and that's what I'll be saying when I have guests. And I'm on my best behavior for this half an hour. This is my fourth, since Hurricane Sandy struck us, I decided that I was going to be doing solo shows dedicated to talking about the hurricane, hoping that everyone will be thinking about faith, hope, and charity. And this is my fourth show, and I just, you know, I still said, like, I want to focus on our recovery. And so please join me as we recover in New Jersey style. Jersey will come back even stronger than before. I believe this in my heart and soul. Together we will make it happen no matter how long it takes. And I do believe that. And I'm still kind of in shock and awe from last night. As I've told many of you, I'm kind of like, I make my notes, I do my prayer before I go on the air, and then I just let it fly, and I just shoot from the hip. That's my style. That's my Asbury Park style, and that's what I do. I rock it my way. So last night I went to the Paramount Theater, and I can't tell you what a wonderful, wonderful evening I had, and I know everyone else had, because we were screaming and applauding and hooping and hollering, just like we were, you know, at Madison Square Garden, you know, ourselves. I can only speak for myself, but I know that I was very excited from the moment that it started, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful show. It was also an emotional show because they showed, they had clips of some of the clips that I hadn't even remembered. You know, they started off with the storm forming, and then they showed the storm as it was coming in, and I don't know exactly where it was coming in, but where, they showed where it was the strongest and I know where it hit the hardest, but I'll tell you, it hit the hardest to all of us who live here. It hit the hardest in our hearts and in our souls. And this is where we need to be recovering the most before we can rebuild anything. So, with that said, I am going to move on to, you know, first of all, the gratitude that I have for last night for the Robin Hood Foundation. They put on, you know, the Robin Hood Relief Fund, rather. They put on a spectacular show. And knowing that 100% of the proceeds are going to the most needed areas and to the most needy of people, that just does it for me totally. I mean, I'm a businesswoman, or have been in the past, and I know that it costs money to make money. But I'm telling you, the generosity that people have been showing has been outstanding. The fellowship and friendship has been outstanding. So This being my fourth show, I've been using, last week I love this, it's called the Rubicon Dictionary of Positive, Motivational, Life-Affirming, and Inspirational Quotations. It's believed to be the world's largest collection of such thoughts and sayings. And I remember during difficult times of my life that I would put this on my nightstand and I would just thumb through it, and wherever my thumb would go, I would just take my finger and go around and just, you know, kind of stop it there and read, and it always made me feel better. Well, tonight, and in planning on tonight's show, I had planned on talking about anticipation, joy, hope, and magic. So I looked through and I found some quotes that really touched me, and I hope that they touch you, and I hope that you enjoy hearing them and that they benefit you in a spiritual way and that they uplift you and help you to get on with it. Like, just get on, Jersey strong like we are, and help our fellow brothers and sisters get it together and rebuild our most loved area, the Jersey Shore. Anticipation. I feel like, for me anyway, and I have, like, love anticipating things. Anticipation, like, without it, it's almost like me, it goes hand in hand with hope. Thinking about, and there was a song of, oh yes, of course, Carly Simon, Anticipation. What a great song that was. Thank you, Carly. I don't know her. It sounds like I do. Well, maybe someday I'll get to know her. This is how I feel. Before we can anticipate better things and times to come, we must accept what has happened completely. And the word that gets me and that sticks with me is the completely part. Because completely accepting something like this that just happened a short while ago, it's very difficult. It's difficult especially for those who have lost their homes, lost everything. And, you know, I keep praying for those people every day. And I talked about that a little bit in my last show, so I'm just going to move forward on with a quote that I read that I really love it. And I also loved this man very much. And this is the quote. I personally love this. I said that already, but here it is. We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. And that's a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And I love that because, I mean, life is full of disappointment. Life is just full of disappointment. I mean, we learn that at a very early age when we're, I don't know, 2 years old, when we start, like, we're not sharing our toys. No way. Hey, that's mine. No way. You're not getting that. Give that back to me. And as you, you know, clonk the other little toddler over the head or whatever you do. Disappointment is a big part of life. And, you know, without it, I think I said this before and I heard it and I truly believe it. To the depths of your despair will be the height of your joy. And I honestly believe that. That gets me through sometimes a day when I'm having a rough time, when I'm thinking, what's it all about, Alfie? You know, come on, what's it all about? You know, I don't think anybody's life turns out the way they had planned it. And then I say, well, thank you, God, that it didn't. Like, if I had everything that I had wanted, you know, maybe I don't know where I would be. I really don't. So the older I get and the more wisdom I get, the more in acceptance I am of where I'm at, who I am, and what I have and what I haven't. So the next topic that I had down, and I think I missed it when I was saying what I was going to be talking about tonight because I didn't have it underlined, and that's strange. I've been single a really long time, and that's a whole new topic in itself, and I could talk for a long time about that because I've been single a long time. But it is a choice, of course. But love. Love. And I put first friends, then love. And then I thought, wait a minute, and I put a question mark. But this quote is, it reads like this: friendship is nothing else than an accord in all things, human and divine, conjoined with mutual goodwill and affection. And it's true, without like some commonality and some mutual feeling of friendliness and affection for someone, well, I guess we wouldn't have friends. And friends sometimes often turn into our lovers. Friends sometimes, are with us for our entire lives. And that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. Because of Sandy, and I want to get back to the anticipation, I think a lot of people, I'm jumping back for a minute, but I've been known to do that. I jump back. Maybe I played too much hopscotch when I was a kid, and I did like that game. Without the anticipation, I wouldn't be able to move forward. And without love, I wouldn't be able to move forward. These are all necessary components that we all need as human beings to survive, period, to survive. So, friends, I have seen people like just jump up to the plate and help out, put out their hand and help people that they didn't even know. Last night at the Paramount, they had people stand up, they had first responders, and I talked about this last week too, and I don't want to be redundant, but about people giving their lives for the life of another. Now, that is really something. That is really something to think about. And those people are truly, truly, they are just, they deserve purple hearts as far as I'm concerned. They deserve to really, that type of dedication and love for others is truly, to me, outstanding. It's just unbelievable. I wish I could say that I could do the same thing, that I could go out and give my life for the life of another. I would hope that if that came, that I would jump up to the plate. I believe that I have that love in my heart. But anyway, I'm going to move on to joy. This brings me joy. Believing this quote, and this quote is by John Ruskin: dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall at last unveil. And of course, I've listened to a lot of motivational speakers and a lot of spiritual people, a lot of pastors and just a lot of shows. Of course, I was a avid Oprah watcher for many, many, many years, and before her. I've always been interested in spirituality and in personal growth and in finding peace of mind. And in doing so, it's put me on a search to doing many things. I moved away from New Jersey and went to California. And in California, I really experienced so many different things, African drumming, and I got involved in Earth Day and all kinds of things. I did the metaphysical trip. I guess I was always a seeker, and I love all the movies about, any type of religion at all I'm interested in. Every single religion I'm interested in. So I always have been, and I always will be. And I believe that, that's what keeps us on the right road, on the right path. So I'm going to go from joy, which I have been very joyous. I've been very grateful. I've been anticipating. I've been in love. I've been in love with life again, and in love with the idea of hope. I've been joyful because I have all those things. I'm joyful because I have a roof over my head. you know, we take so much for granted in this life. The whole thing, like with the electricity, oh my gosh, it's like you don't realize what you have until it's gone. And I've heard that my entire life. And that is very true. And a lot of us, you know, find that out the hard way, that we don't know what we have until we've lost it. So that helps us grow too, grow in the direction of really appreciating and letting the people know in our lives, our friends, well, first of all, our family first, well, God first for me, God first, then my family, then my friends. Of course, I stick myself in there too. I stick myself in there up after God, because if I don't have God, I don't have anything. And I don't mean to preach again. I know I got preachy last week, but it's just who I am. It's part of me, and I'm just going to talk about it. And if you don't like it, well, in my Ryan Rocks style, I say, well, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But, well, no, I'm not going to apologize for it, come to think of it. I'm hoping that you have that same joy in your heart and in your soul. I'm doing the pauses, so I'm getting a big red light from Toastmasters. I've had a lot of hope, which brings me to a quote by one of my favorite oceanographers in the entire world, and who I watched as a child because, and this is childhood memories that, you know, my show is about. When I was a child, my dad loved Jacques Cousteau. My father built boats, and we were on the ocean a lot and fished. And, yes, I'm a fisherman's daughter, and I have a sister who's writing a book about that. And I think it's called A Fisherman's Daughter. It's a great title for a book, and I wish her the best of luck with it. Kudos to you, Joanne, for that. I always loved Jacques Cousteau, and I love nature programs, but Jacques Cousteau said this. He said, hope is grief's best... Well, no, I take that back. I'm going to go back to that one. Jacques Cousteau said, wait... No, I'm wrong again. I have three great, great quotes here, and I'm goofing up, but I'm a human being, so forgive me. I have to go to my book for this one. Jacques Cousteau is on page 240 of this positive motivational life-affirming book. And what Jacques Cousteau said is, get ready for this one because it's a little bit of a longer one. If we were logical, the future would be bleak indeed. But we are more than logical. We are human beings, and we have faith. And we have hope, and we can work. Jacques Cousteau. I'm going to read this again. If we were logical, the future would be bleak indeed. But we are more than logical. We are human beings, and we have faith, and we have hope, and we can work. By Jacques Cousteau. And that is the truth. And we do have it. And we are moving forward. And we are going to work our behinds off. We are all going to work our behinds off. And we are going to get our Jersey Shore back. And we are Jersey strong. And it's going to come back better than ever before. And the enthusiasm, oh, the love and the enthusiasm and the fellowship and the camaraderie that I saw last night, that I felt last night at the Paramount Theater was overwhelming. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, I've been in instances like that at concerts where I felt that like unbelievable love and that excitement in my whole being. And that's how I felt last night. And oh, those people at the Garden must have been like so just like filled with the spirit of joy, pure, pure joy and gratitude. And you could tell by the performers that were on the stage, and I am a performer, people know me, I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and I love to get up on that stage. I don't do it as often as I should, but I'm going to do more of that too. But I love doing this broadcasting, this live radio broadcasting, more than I fell into this. I fell into this, and I love this like I love to perform. I think I love it more. You could tell by the performers the joy and the love that they were giving out to us. And more I'm seeing, and I'm being able to differentiate between those performers that are like giving their souls to us for our own pure enjoyment. And it's so fulfilling to me, and I'm so grateful to them for doing it. Because it is work. It is work, hard work. It's like they don't just dally up there and get on that stage and it all comes out like naturally. These performers are seasoned performers, by the way, in fact, other than Alicia Keys and maybe Kanye West and a few others. Most of them, to my knowledge, are, senior citizens, did I say that? Oh, smack you, Nancy. These are seasoned professionals. That's what I will call them, seasoned professionals. And I adore them, and I'm grateful, and I love them. I love them for what they give to me, you know. I love them for their talent, for their time and their talent and those songs and seeing Bruce, you know, and the E Street Band, and Patty was on stage, and that was fabulous. And then, you know, Mick Jagger, who I adore, and, well, you know, I mean, like, you could care less who I love, right? But, you know, this is what it's about. It's a solo show again. Only one more solo show, guys. Next, let's see, the 22nd will be my last solo show. And then I go with HamiltonRadio.net, and I'm so excited about it. Danny Coleman Rock on Radio is my very first guest. And as a matter of fact, I signed on with Hamilton about a month ago, and since I had committed to myself and to Blog Talk Radio, I mean, not that they're holding me to anything, but I had committed, and when I make commitments, I see them through. Danny Coleman joined up and is part of the Hamilton family now, and is doing Rock On Radio with Hamilton Radio. And so I'm doing a big shout-out to Gene, Doc G, and to everyone involved with Hamilton Radio. There are DJs in England and in San Francisco, and, you know, there are so many listeners, and it's live-streamed all over the world, and I'm just so excited about joining that family. Back to my show here. And I hope that you will please tune in and listen to me as I keep my big mouth, which I have a big mouth, and talk, 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 talk. That should be my theme song. You know, you talk too much, you worry me to death. That's like my theme song. I'm going to keep my mouth quiet and let other people talk about their life experiences, their childhood experiences. And I'm so looking forward to hearing about other people's experiences. I find it fascinating. So, here we go. Jacques Cousteau, you're a hero to me. You were, such an adventurous man, and you did so much for everybody, and I just loved Jacques Cousteau, and I know that his son has carried on his business and is doing a lot for the world in the name of exploration and education. I'm going to talk about magic now. And speaking of magic, I want to do a shout out for my friend Calvin Schwartz. Calvin Schwartz, New Jersey Discover TV. Hello, Calvin. Calvin, I met, quite a while ago now. It's been a while. And what a great guy he is, I will say. And Calvin will be a guest on my show as well. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to all my guests. I have a mile-long list. Well, not quite. I'm exaggerating. But if you would like to be on my show, please do. Go to my Facebook page, Nancy Ryan, or to my Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style page, and send me a note that you would like to be a guest, and we will see what we can do about that. The magic, indeed, I saw and heard last night, like I said. And a quote that I read about that was, the thing always happens that you really believe in, and the belief in a thing makes it happy, by Frank Lloyd Wright. And so, you know, that's the old, you know, think it and believe it, believe in it, and it will happen. I am a true believer in that. That I have used that in my lifetime, and I would set a goal or an intention, actually. Wayne Dyer talks about intentions a lot. I would set my intention on something and say, this is what I intend on happening. And then I would pray about it, and I would say, you know, if it's God's plan for my life, then so be it. And that's what I would want for my life. Because what I want, you know, what, dark chocolate and plenty of dates? No, I'm kidding. Well, no, I'm not kidding. But, you know, what I want for my life sometimes often are superficial things and materialistic things, which I have learned, by the way, they don't really cut it. It's really what you are, like what type of a person you are, what your values are, you know, that those are things, what your character is. Those are things that are important in this life. Because those are the only things that you're going to go out with when you leave. You're not going out with any diamond rings, which I love diamonds, you know, just like a lot of women. I love jewelry and things like that. But anyway, back to magic. Calvin, thank you for all your magic and for being a great person to look up to when it comes to magic, because you talk about magic a lot, and I know that you totally believe in magic, and you are also a writer, and you wrote a novel, and it's out, and Vichy Water, I believe it's called. I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but just, you know, go on New Jersey Discover, or just type in Calvin Schwartz's name, and you'll find him, and you'll find his book. So I heard and I saw the magic, and I'm you know, from 12/12/12, from that concert, and I know I'm going to continue to see it. And I'll tell you what I've been doing, and this is what I do for many reasons. I started knitting and crocheting when I moved back to New Jersey 6 years ago. Well, I started even way before that, actually. I started maybe 6-8 years ago when I was in California, and I started knitting and designed some very beautiful scarves. And I called, I guess I'm a little bit of an entrepreneur. I had a company called Elegant Winterwear, and believe it or not, even in the warm weather, even in Southern California, it gets chilly at nighttime. And I designed these beautiful scarves that you could wear as a hat and a scarf, because it had that frilly, furry stuff, and you could wrap it around your head like a Russian hat and then bring it around your neck and toss it. And they were very lovely and beautiful, and I sold lots of them there. And in any case, I started making afghans then, and they're just absolutely beautiful. And I made one each for my family, and I have a big family. And all told, I must have made 15 afghans and given them away, and they're all different, and they're all one of a kind, and that's what makes them special, really special. So I'm getting my little prompt, and I have a few seconds to go. I cannot even believe it. I mean, you know, it took me a while. It was a little sketchy start this evening, but anyway, I'm knitting scarves to give away to children that, you know, and to the homeless and to everyone, just to people, period. I'm like a giver. I love to give things away. It's just my way. You give it away, like today, like the song, you know. I said that last week. The love you get is equal to the love you give, or you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying. They keep telling me how many seconds I have left, and I just don't want to be left hanging. So listen, till next time, this is Nancy Ryan. Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, your host. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you didn't catch me tonight, you can listen to all these shows are archived. You can go to my homepage, Nancy Ryan, and click on the icon Blog Radio, Talk Radio, and listen to it. And by all means, please give. Give, give, give. Give whatever you can to help your fellow man recover. Help yourself first. Take care of yourself first, because then you can go out and you can give your best to others. So until my next show, God bless you, and good night. Peace out. Ryan rocks, and so do you. I think that's it, folks. I haven't heard him cut me off yet, though. It's amazing how at the end you just don't know. You don't know if you're off or not, so I keep talking. But I am going to stop now. This has been a great show for me. I hope that you got something, some even little bit out of it. Good night, all.